This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Second half, you guys really locked it down.
I mean, I feel like we just settled in. You know what I'm saying? We did a good job of just calming down a little bit. I mean, I feel like when we play here, it's loud. You know what I'm saying? It gets rowdy, and sometimes you're not used to that as a defense. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, we got to do a better job of starting faster, and we're going to work on that.
How much confidence, though, does it give you? You guys have done a really nice job second half adjustments most of this season.
Mm-hmm. Man, it gives us great confidence. You know what I'm saying? Because the game ain't one quarter or two quarters. You know what I'm saying? It's a full game. So there's going to be times we're not playing that well, but we have to be able to adjust and have to be able to come back. And we did a great job of that today.
Taryn, take me into a bend, don't break mentality. I mean, the yards were there coming for them, but you guys buckled up once again when they got down close.
Man, it's just like that's just part of the game sometimes. They're going on a good run, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we defend every blade of grass and just making sure that when it comes down to it, we're reading our keys and playing fast.
Why do you think you guys were able to get a lot more pressure as the game went on?
I feel like we was just able to settle in. You know what I'm saying? They were doing some different stuff maybe we haven't seen on film, but in the beginning of the game. But once we figured out kind of what they're trying to do, how they're trying to attack us, I feel like we settled in well.
How big was the fourth down stop early in the second half?
It was huge. It was huge. I mean, there was some big plays out there. T-Rap coming off the edge, like that's a huge play, and it changed the momentum of the game for sure.
DeMar gets another interception. Nice play, obviously. Christian, you know, just kind of seeing him out there again, making plays on the ball second time this year. What's that like for you?
Man, I mean, he's been doing that all training camp, all OTA, so it does not surprise me at all. And I'm expecting more, you know what I'm saying, because I know how good he is.
That's a good group of receivers. You're able to kind of hold that in check, especially second half.
Yeah.
What was the key there?
Just making sure. I mean, it's a combination of both the rush and the coverage. You know what I'm saying? So our D-line did a good job of getting to the quarterback, and I feel like we did a good job on the back end, making sure we stayed deep and was tight in our coverage.
They were going quick game a lot, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, dump downs. Is it tough for you not to get frustrated that those kind of nickel and diamond, you have to kind of just stay patient? What's that like for you?
You kind of got to stay patient. But at the end of the day, we're just not trying to let them score points. So, I mean, you get as many yards as you want, but if you're not scoring points, we're going to win the game.
100 starts for Josh in this game.
Man.
So you get a good view of a lot of what he
does.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's a big reflection on his whole career. You've seen it basically all.
Yep, for sure.
Seeing him still the way he did it today and coming back and all. Just a little of your thoughts on him, I guess, like a milestone in his early part of his career.
Wow. I mean, he's done so many things. You know what I'm saying? I've been on his team the whole time he's been on there. So it's like my expectation, like I'm not surprised. You know what I'm saying? Because he's been doing it for so long at this point. So he just keeps making plays. And I'm, like I said, I'm happy he's my quarterback.
And just from a locker room standpoint, to see Amari come out here and obviously after the first drive didn't go his way, but then to keep going to him and catch the pass, what was it like for you guys?
It's great to see. You know what I'm saying? A guy like Amari Cooper, who's been dominant in this league for such a long period of time, having him on our team, I feel like it's dangerous.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.